Why Does This Thing Exist?
Podcast.
Why Does This Thing Exist? Podcast.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning. I like that. Nice. Soothing. Soothing. Nice.
Welcome to a lovely soothing podcast. It's called Why Does This Thing Exist? Brackets Podcast.
Close brackets. It's like ASMR, isn't it? It's all nice and that's a soothing for listeners. Get that sort of weird head tingly feeling.
Tingle your heads on your own time, listeners. Dean, what are you going to show me this?
Before we started off with the thing that we show each other, we try and explain why they exist because we don't quite know how. I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, we did an episode titled Wusaku Edward, where I brought in a strange book, which I was baffled about, which led to us exploring other types of books of a similar category. And we started talking about the book The Vinegar Cupboard, which is a cookbook all about vinegar recipes.
Oh, yes, I remember that, yes.
Yes. I was listening back to this recently because, like most people, my favourite sound is my own voice. And yeah, we talked about that. And you asked me, do you like vinegar? I don't think I've ever asked you that. And we discussed my enthusiasm for vinegar. And, you know, that's fine. Perfectly fine conversation.
Top podcast in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. A few weeks later, then I suddenly, as I listened to it, I remembered, hang on, a few years ago, for my birthday, you gave me a massive jar of pickled onions.
Did I?
So like, my question there is, have you forgotten that I liked vinegar? Or was that just a wild punt? Which I'm not entirely sure which I prefer. I think that's a gamble.
I don't know why I give you a jar of pickled onions.
You did. It was huge. I really enjoyed it because I do like pickled onions. So
I wonder where I got it.
Okay, so of all the answers I was expecting, this raises even further questions. You don't even remember giving it to me in the first place.
No idea. You sure it was me?
It's the sort of thing you would do.
Oh, yes, no, yeah. Undoubtedly. Yeah,
it's on brand, if nothing else. But
I'm glad I did it in that case, then.
Yeah, just raise further questions. Not only do you not remember me liking vinegar, you don't remember giving me a vinegar-based present.
It is a chance to take, isn't it?
Yeah. If you didn't know, I think that's even more impressive. I think that's a better present, because I'm thinking, I know what Nodal got him. Massive jar of pickled onions.
I'm wondering what circumstances I thought that was a good idea. I must have been quite drunk at the time.
Yeah, one of your psychotic breaks, maybe. I don't know.
Could well have been.
Oh, well, speaking of, I have been finishing a book deadline recently, so I've been sort of out of the loop with just general modern culture. So I've been trying to catch up on things, and I found something which I wanted to talk about. At the time of recording, it's still, I think, also the tail end of topical. Nonetheless, I wanted to bring it up. So the thing I'm bringing this week, Simon, is...
Oh yes.
The Glasgow Willy Wonka experience. For listeners who may not know about this, if you're not in UK or you've, like myself, been trapped in a little bubble of self-regard recently, quite recently in February, there was an event or experience or like one of those, things in Glasgow, the Willy Wonka experience, presumably to tie in with the new Willy Wonka film that's been out. I don't know. Again, like I said,
I think that was a while back, that too.
It was, but within recent memory, it wasn't like, we're not talking 10 years ago with the Johnny Depp film or anything. Like a Christmas one, like a Santa experience, but it's Willy Wonka advertised as something brilliant. The reality was painfully short of what the kids were promised, to the point where it became a news story and refunds were occurred. It was a massive scandal on behalf of the organisers. I've always been intrigued by stuff like this. The experience, which is always massively underwhelming,
yes.
Underpowered. It's traditionally, in my experience, it's a Christmas occurrence. Because every year you get, disappointed in Lapland or disappointed in Santa's Grotto, or just one like diseased reindeer in an abandoned swimming pool. There's some guy in a red hat. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing, But this, because I thought when I first heard about it, I thought it was like someone just taking a punt. They've managed to get an empty shop somewhere. They put up a few, sweet themed bits of wallpaper and a bit of orange makeup on. And I thought it was like someone outside with a big sign saying Wonka experience this way. Like the guys have like golf sale
yeah,
on a sign or something. Just you wander in, pay a fiver on the door, like, oh, this is shit, and just leave.
Yeah.
But no, it turns out it was a massive deal. It was a huge ticketed event. It was advertised and stuff. So how do you get from that to the hugely underwhelming reality? So I wonder what was the thought process? How did you get from A to Z when it comes to, let's do this. Here's what we've got. Let's push on with it. I mean, did you hear follow any of this when the news first broke, as it were?
I remember seeing the pictures, but I didn't look into it more than that. What I don't understand is like, what's the end game?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
Is it like something that they've done deliberately bad to try and advertise something else? But I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, that is exactly what was my thinking. Yeah, because the old adage, all publicity is bad publicity, and no, good publicity. That's the exact opposite of the adage. All publicity
Yes,
is
all
bad.
publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, I mean, for some people that's true,
Yeah.
but that's not the phrase.
All right, Kevin Spacey.
That's not the phrase that duly is remarked upon. But I mean, I know why it exists on paper. Like I said, well, Willy Wonka is a perennially popular thing. There's been a film recently, so people might be interested.
But do
Kids
you
love.
think enough people would have gone there and not requested a refund in some way?
That's exactly my thinking. As in, again, on paper, I can see, like, yeah, we set up a Willy Wonka event. Kids love that. It's full of, they love sweets and stuff. We'll set up something and charge people to go into it. Again, I can see the logic there, but like you say, like even like the Christmas stuff, like when it's like disappointing grotto, there's a sort of benchmark. People know what a grotto is. They have the aesthetic is familiar. People know
Yeah.
that Santa's grotto is meant to be like all like candy canes and elves and tinsel and stuff. And you see these ones are like just woefully bad. Just like there's like an abandoned factory somewhere, just a sort of, I don't know, a bit of diseased animals wandering around, like bare minimum effort. Whereas this one, like they hyped up obscenely so, like they used all this AI generated art to publicize it. But also, Willy Wonka's factory is like you've got a golden ticket. That's almost like the byword for something amazing.
Yeah.
So you're really setting the standard high for, telling kids this is Wonka's Wonderland. You've got to
Yeah.
deliver. They haven't. They've got what looks to be a warehouse with some sort of plastic props.
Yeah.
That's
The
some
plastic props look okay, but there's just
yeah.
not enough of them.
It's three. We can see three
Yeah.
here. Two marshmallows and a gummy bear and some candy cane bridge stuff. But like I say, it's not enough. It's like Wonka's factory. The aesthetic is known. It's like rivers of chocolate, edible trees. None of
Yes,
that is here.
exactly. No.
So, but like, how did they get to the point where they thought, oh, it'll be all right. No one's gonna mind.
Yeah. Like if he was organizing it and you laid everything you got out and then you just stood in that massive empty warehouse with one gummy bear, you'd think, well, we've just got to spend a shit ton of money on giving away free chocolates, haven't we? That's
Yeah,
why
like,
didn't they do
exactly.
that?
Well, like, for. The excuses about it being flying around. They had actors involved. One of them has gone viral, like the Oompa Loompa lady. Have you seen that
Oh
one?
no, I haven't seen it. Show me
No,
it.
okay. Yeah, this sort of picture went
Oh
viral.
Christ.
So, yeah, it's the actor just dressed in Oompa Loompa. She's like a fully grown woman who is normal adult human proportions, which, she got the green wig on. But she's doing this chemistry thing, which she looks kind of despondent. Not really.
Fucking hell, imagine going there.
Yeah.
It's no chocolate. I want to swim in a lake of chocolate.
Yeah.
And they go, all right, well, come this way, kids. We've got a science display. Fuck off.
I was walking. Can I swim in that river of chocolate? That's not
Yeah.
chocolate. No,
Well, I'm
don't.
going in anyway, ending to avoid this
Yeah.
depressed looking woman in a green wig doing some subpar science.
But I guess like the thing is they've got the extent of right, she's got like the vague uniform on, she's got a green wig. But I mean the main thing about Oompa Loompas is they're really small.
Yes.
So she's clearly not one. She's about 5 foot 5 easily.
At
So,
least kneel down, put your
yeah.
shoes on your knees.
Yeah. So make some sort of token effort to it. But
Yeah.
I heard some interview like when the actors involved, like it was their job to meet and greet people and they're supposed to give out loads of sweets and stuff. Apparently they just didn't have them. Like they turned up and goes, oh, there's someone just told, oh, just improvise. What? Kids have been told to give and talk. How am I supposed to improvise giving kids chocolates?
No.
It's not a thing. They can't do that. I think one of the spokespeople said, oh, we were let down by loads of different people. Like, we all promised all this stuff. But Don't open then. You know, don't like I say, don't set it up and thinking what we've got is clearly insufficient. Shall we just go ahead and hope nobody notices?
Yeah, you've got to refund everybody and postpone the week. Or you've got to do something, surely. You can't just let people in.
Yeah, like, but they did, and the only way I could sort of square the circle of what were they thinking, as if like some sort of meta thing of we need to show kids how the world really works. They expect, you know, a factory full of chocolate surprises. They got this really despondent, grim
Yeah.
workplace which they paid to get into. It's like a metaphor for life.
Yeah, that's true, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a bold gambit to not let parents in on.
Disappointment is an experience, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. Some of them are going, in the film, most of the
That's
kids died.
true. Yeah,
You
they should
should be
be
lucky.
grateful.
You're
Yeah.
lucky. Yeah. House of Illuminati. That's a hell of a name for an organizer, isn't it?
See, that's the type of name that suggests this is some kind of elaborate art stunt as well. It's very KLF.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, is this deliberate? Because I can't quite get the head around going from A to B in, we want to do this and make money by giving kids a Wonka experience. Here's the experience we've got. Let's hope that nobody, like, there's no one notices. It is woefully inadequate compared to what we promised. And, you know, we get to, like I say, what were they hoping would happen? What were they just thinking?
Yes. Well, what did the people who were going were hoping would happen?
Yeah.
Like, well, what would it be anyway? Like you said, in the film, all the kids die apart from Charlie.
Yeah, although at least they've just mangled for life. There's no good way out of it.
Now,
Yeah.
there's sweet shops galore in the UK. It's a thing where people are saying they're a front for Russian mobs.
The American ones, particularly, aren't they? The American sweet
Yeah,
shops,
yeah.
they're all there. So yeah, it's
Yeah,
not like
so yeah, it's
it's not
not
hard
like,
to get
yeah,
sweets.
exactly. Like, all it could have been anyway is just a load of sweets, surely.
Yeah.
Unless
It
you
says
do have Oompa Loompas.
it says charge up to £35 for a ticket. I mean, it says
£35.
it says up to as well. I mean, like, so what was that? Was it a premium package that they offered? It was an extra Oompa Loompa with every cocoa tree. I don't know, but
People wandering up the door. How much did you say? £35. No, thank you. All right, £5. All right, then. That's what that means.
I guess, yeah. They had a book in advance, and you know, and it was yeah, based on the Warner Brothers film Wonka, which stars Timothée Chalamet. So that was Chalamet, which is quite recent, I suppose. But
So
yeah.
how can they say that? I think that's just poor reportage by this website or The
Yeah.
Guardian. Say no more. It's like it's not based on that, is it? It's based on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, clearly. But again, unless the event was advertised as tie-in with it.
Timmy, if it was advertised as Timmy Chalamet's Willy Wonka experience, then I'd give it to them.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
But then that would depend on him actually being there to meet and greet people.
No. Not necessarily. This is his experience. This is how
Yeah,
he
maybe
felt when this film was made. Desolate.
it does look like a film set. Yeah, it's all like just there's a massive front
Yeah.
for artifice.
Is if you go around the corner, is there just like another totally different display where it's just his thoughts about can't wait to make Doom 3 and how that might not happen?
You were promised the Wonka experience based on Timothée Chalamet's experience. Then,
Yeah.
oh, Mr. Ed, you look at it's the Dune experience. The giant worm is being tortured. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, the kid's like crying. Is that you got what you paid for? No refunds.
They could have done with some melange on this place.
Yeah, but it
I imagine
always
scroll down. What's that?
it's
Scroll
an
down here.
advert.
Scroll down. Domino's Ultimate Lasagna, right? I
It's
don't care. Tell me about
an
this. What is this?
advert. It looks like,
Domino's Ultimate Lasagna, everybody.
yeah, it's an advert for Domino's, which shows a lasagna-themed pizza. So I'm guessing that's minced beef and bechamel sauce with, what the hell is that on top? Red
Right.
onions?
Put a flag in that. We might come back to that in about
Okay,
five,
right.
ten
Yeah.
minutes.
Okay. We'll buy tickets to the Domino's lasagna
Oh,
experience.
I'd love to go to the Domino's experience. Timothée Chalamet's Domino's lasagna
Yeah,
experience.
he sat outside in a Wonka costume looking despondent, just eating a pizza, crying.
Here's a woman in a bad wig for no reason. I don't know. It all makes sense if you think about it.
It's just what Timothy Chalamet experienced. You can't prove me wrong.
Here's some quotes from the people who attended. My heart sank looking around. I just felt sad because I was aware of how many kids were going to be coming through.
Oh, this is from Paul Cornell, the actor who died by the company, performed at the event.
Oh my gosh.
He's released the rubric can be given as impossible to fulfill because none of the promised props or special effects were there. Told the card kids a couple of jelly beans, a quarter cup of lemon at the end. Watching the script, you told to improvise. Yeah.
And
Paul
like a
discussed
quarter of a cup of lemonade.
it. Yeah,
They're
very
handing the kids a
specific.
plastic cup and pouring it out of a bottle of, like, a flagon of.
Happy shop of lemonade, you know. Not even cloudy, it's just like
Yeah,
really a
here you
serving
are,
stuff.
children. Here's your
And
one quarter of a Panda Pops.
I bet it says a couple of jelly beans. I bet it means literally a couple of jelly beans, two
Yeah.
jelly beans, and a shot of lemonade.
I bet when they were handing out those jelly beans, they thought they were cyanide pills or something like that.
I mean, it has a strong culty vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think this is a uniquely British phenomenon? Because it strikes me as it might be the whole, disappointing event type thing.
Oh, there'd be mass shootings if they tried to do this in America, I think, Dean.
Yeah,
The
but
crowd
and
dead.
those guys always go literally got all guns blazing for anything Halloween or theme based, and they really do. Oh, they have those like roadside attractions. Those are always quirky, aren't they? Like the world's
Yeah.
biggest ball of string, or
Yeah.
like Uncle Tom's pencil collection or something.
That's it,
So,
yeah. I like those ones. Those are
yeah,
better than this.
I would say Lincoln once with my ex and her in-laws, and they went
Lincoln,
somewhere.
Nebraska, or
No, Lincoln,
Lincoln,
North
England.
England.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was a they went to a touristy place, and there was like loads of flyers for the local attractions,
Yeah.
and it was like cathedral this and all
Yeah.
sorts of stuff. But one of them was what is this called? Mrs. Smith's Cottage. Look, this picture of this old lady in the front, just grinning at the camera. Mrs. Smith's cottage. Mrs. Smith has lived in her cottage for like 70 years, and she hasn't changed a thing. You can come and see it now. So you can just go into an actual woman's house. Just look.
That sounds
Just
quite
look.
good, actually. I'd like
I was
that.
really intrigued. I was thinking,
Yeah.
is that what they're saying? They just, yeah, she hasn't bought anything new for years.
I
you can just wander around her place if you wanted.
would
Okay.
like that,
Yeah,
actually. Yeah.
that was intriguing because it was so quirky. Like,
Yeah.
okay. If she said, like, no, Mrs. Smith's palace, you could go there and it's just a
Mrs.
cottage with like a hand crank tap, then yeah, I'd be annoyed. But,
Smith's Boogie Wonderland, and she hasn't got two working hips, and she's just sat down waving or something. You'd be going bloody bonkers
wasn't this sort of like a regular thing, growing up where you go to places and they'd be like just disappointing? So we had a few like local tourist attractions.
if there was a sentence to sum up I'd say life. You just go somewhere and it's disappointing. Yeah, I think so, Dean. I think I remember a couple of things like, when I went somewhere and it's disappointing.
Okay,
Yeah.
right. I'm sure that's not unique to us
I need
scenario.
more fucking details than that, Dean. Jesus.
No, tourist attractions or like days out or events, something which were, or is that just like an everyone thing? Because I know like fairground stuff, they have the ghost trains and things like that, which are just like, all right, that's just plastic props and crap. So, but that's par for the course. But I don't want to say it because that's long gone, isn't it? Like Penn's kind of bird gardens. That was like a running joke when we were growing up, wasn't it? The
Oh no, that was good.
was it?
Yeah, that was good. That
I
was.
might think of somebody else then. Oh, I know I went to Blobby Land on a trip
Oh
once.
no, that was
Talking
shit.
about that was awful. Yeah, so
Yeah.
maybe I'm thinking of that. Anyway, so disappointing events. You can't. Well, again, that's just basically life in general, isn't it? That's 98% of everyone's day. Something happens. I didn't enjoy it. I went to bed.
One more thing before we give our
Yeah.
scores. What other Roald Dahl IP should be turned into a disappointing day out?
I feel like James the Giant Peach has a lot of potential.
Timothée Chalamet's James and the Giant Peach, yeah.
Yeah, but it's actually it's a normal size peach.
We did that in Cardiff, remember? When
Did we?
it was like a parade type thing. I can't remember what for,
Oh yeah,
but there was
I
like they had the James and the Giant
I
Peach.
think it was a show in the same center, wasn't it? They did a James the Giant Peach stage show.
Oh, I'm thinking of a parade going around the
Yeah,
streets.
I think that was linked to that. I think that was like the big publicity push for that.
All right, okay. Well, I'd go with the twits, just a couple of arseholes
Yeah,
sat around eating worms.
just looking vile and
Yeah,
stinking.
stinking the place out.
Well, you could also, go darker, go like Tales of the Unexpected and do some of the random murders.
Yeah. One of the tales you unexpected that sticks with me, I often wonder if Roald Dahl came up with this idea. It was a woman, and her husband died. He was beaten to death. And the police come around to her house and that, and she serves him a lovely roast lamb dinner. And it turns out that she used the leg of lamb to beat him to death and then cooked it.
Oh yeah. Yes, I've heard that one, yeah. The eating the
Yeah.
evidence, essentially.
Eating the evidence. Do you think that
Yeah.
was something he invented? Because I bet that's been used in a lot of crimes.
Yeah, I'm sure that that must be an older concept. I don't know of
Yeah.
any, so
It's like when you can you fill a condom up with piss, you freeze that, and then you can stab a man with it, can't you? What are you going to give it in this Wonderland?
the frozen piss condom. I'll give you a second to process the information, Simon. The Glasgow Walker experience, I'm going to give it a 2 because it is disappointing all around. But I'm intrigued by the what might be audacity, what might be incompetence, what might
Yes.
be bafflingly bad organization. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's given me less faith in the Illuminati.
Fair enough. I'm going to give it 4.
Okay.
I quite like the audacity, as always. Quite like that a lot of people were disappointed and ripped off.
Yeah. Good lesson for the kids. Valuable lesson.
I like that it's in Scotland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was actually in Glasgow when this was happening, so
Oh, you should have gone.
I didn't know it was happening. I found out afterwards. I was really annoyed. I think I could have gone there. I had an afternoon to kill.
Yes, that would have been a lovely day out for you, Dean.
It's a lovely
Oh, I'm going to take a
in.
point off.
Okay. Off me, off
I'll
the
take a
score for
point.
this.
I'll take a point off you, and I'm going to give it to
Okay.
the
Glasgow
Winter
experience.
Wonderland, whatever it's called.
Timothée
Timothy Chalamet's.
Chalamet's fever dream.
Timothy Chalamet's. Christa Berg's. Lady in Red, you look wonderful tonight. 5. Ah, welcome back, listeners.
Welcome back,
Now then, Dean,
Simon.
I'm going to show you something this week, Dean.
Okay.
It's a bit of a diversion from my usual plastic shitting ornaments.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
It's something that I saw in real life, and I wondered why it was there.
Good. Hopefully I'll help you solve this mystery.
So this here now, this is I was driving around on Sunday, doing one of my famous Sunday evening drive arounds, where I like to drive around and just get a feel of the area,
Yeah, scope out the place, you know.
scope it out, see what's going on. If you don't do that, listeners, how will you know?
Valid point.
I was driving down one road, a bit, a very busy road in Cardiff, and I saw this. I wondered, what's the point in this? So this is Western Avenue in Cardiff. It's
Yeah.
a busy road. It used to be 40 miles an hour. It's a two-lane single carriage road. I'm showing Dean now a picture from Google Maps because I was driving at the time. I didn't have the opportunity to take an actual picture.
Good. Simon, safe driving. Won't criticize that in any way, shape, or form.
It's this sign here, Dean. Can you see it
Right.
there? It's
Yes,
a
I can.
sign that warns you there's traffic lights coming. But the traffic lights,
Well, within what they call spitting distance.
they're the width of 3 houses away. What's the point in this sign, Dean? Surely, if you can see the sign, you can see the traffic lights. That's the thing with traffic lights, they make them quite visible. They've actually put lights in them, so they.
Yeah, nighttime as well. Yeah, at
Yeah.
nighttime you couldn't see this sign, but you could see the
Exactly. What's the point? I don't understand it. Is there some kind of legal requirement for this? But I've never noticed it before.
No, I don't. Now I think about it, I can't remember the time last time I saw this particular type of sign. I don't think I've ever seen a sign for traffic lights in front of traffic lights. No, I have seen them, but when it's works, it's road works. There's a temporary
Yes,
sign
roadworks,
saying for
temporary, but this is
traffic
not
lights ahead.
temporary
But no,
lights.
this
This
is
these are.
how you said it's 40 miles an hour before. That's not ridiculous, is it? I mean, if it was like a 60 mile an hour road, you say, "Here's traffic lights coming, slow down."
But
But
you
then
wouldn't
you
have an opportunity to slow down in that
was that you
speed.
put them
Yeah.
further away, wouldn't you? You put them.
Yeah.
Oh, This is like, I know this is wrong, because it's not something which would justify a whole sign, but if there was like a regular occurrence of like a lot of tailbacks from these traffic lights, they put a sign there, people at the back know there's traffic lights, so they don't start honking and ramming the car in front. So they don't stop for no reason. Like, so but that's not like that surely can't be like this such a common occurrence that you need a sign for it. Especially not when like
Yeah.
5 feet in front of the actual traffic lights.
If you're five cars deep in a queue, and you've that quickly to anger, and you've decided not to look up a couple of inches, but you will look left, then this sign might be useful, but
Yeah,
it shouldn't
also,
have that.
if you're on the road in charge of a car, presumably you have a license, basically, like they're going, oh, the traffic keeps going, then stopping, then going, and so what can it possibly? This is unprecedented. It must be bad drivers. Grr, distraction. Like this. Surely you've got the nous to figure out, like, this is a fairly familiar pattern of traffic. What's happening?
The other thing, I thought maybe the council had too many signs and just thought they'd, oh, I'd stick it up there.
That's a thing, though. I mean, like the council have a budget. If they don't use it, it gets like taken away the a year later, the budget review.
That's what I've always been told, yeah. And that's why you see a lot of work at the end of the financial year.
Which like
Yeah.
Cardiff Council must have loads of money because, quite frankly, they're rebuilding the old place from scratch every 10 months, so it isn't
Nothing
helpful.
anybody wants, yeah.
No, Christ, no, student flats, that's all we need.
Oh yeah, get them up, get them up.
This whole city's going to be one dorm eventually.
Yeah.
So also, it sounds odd. Like it almost looks like it might be a prank. Like someone stuck this sign in the middle of a pavement like that. It looks almost like fairly inconvenient.
It is in the middle of the pavement, which is
Yeah,
a
it's like
narrow
slap.
path.
If you're like walking there with a pram, you're gonna struggle there. Like it looks like it almost might be too narrow for a wheelchair to get past, which is problematic in its own right. Next to a
Oh well,
hedge, which I assume is this is private. There's a tree. I mean,
it's not a very, I haven't thought about this before, but you're right, it's not a very nice road to be driving down in, riding down in a wheelchair. It's quite a narrow
no,
path and a busy road right next to you.
if you get past the sign, that tree behind it is really blocking the path.
Yeah, or you'd have to go into the road, you might get killed. How would you feel about, how do you feel, how do you think you're knowledgeable about the road signs and that sort of thing generally, Dean?
Not enough. That's I worry about because I occasionally see a sign and I go, I'm not entirely sure what that means. So I'm just going to do what everyone else is doing.
Oh, well, maybe we should give you a proper test, indeed.
Okay, let's do
Yeah,
that.
this is a section. It's called Vehicular Dean Slaughter. Here comes the theme tune.
Okay, cool. Look forward to this.
Drive your car into me. Come on, big boy. Reverse over my legs. Please. Reverse over my legs. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, Dean, what we're going to be doing now is I've prepared a little test for
Right.
you.
Right.
And we're going to see exactly how many signs you know. I've prepared, I think it's 10, but it could be 9. Who knows?
Yes. Okay. I don't know. I think that's the main thing, isn't it?
That's the main thing. So, we're going to start you off with a fairly straightforward, you know, Dean.
Okay.
What to do is describe the sign to the listener, of course, and then tell me what that sign means.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Okay, so it's a triangular sign, a red boundary with a white inside. Sort of like a thick road pointed at a sort of angle of 45 degrees. The smaller line, that's basically there's a road merge up ahead, and it's gonna your road you're on is gonna merge with it very soon.
That's a very good answer, Dean. Well done. I was hoping you would say it was a CCTV camera. But no, you're quite right.
No, the angle's too steep for a camera. Traffic merges on the main carriage. The main carriageway, that's the word I
Could be
meant
looking in your
to
crotch. Traffic merges onto main carriageway,
yeah.
Dean. So I'll give you a point for that. We'll
Oh,
chalk
thank you,
that down,
sir.
listeners. That's the point. Moving on now. What's this one, Dean?
Another triangular sign. Car at a slightly tilted angle with merging lines behind it. I'm going to say that's Slippery Road.
Slippery road, he says. Correct, team.
Road. Oh, word for word.
Two for
That's
two.
good.
Here
Well,
comes number
yeah, I'm
three.
confident now. I'm getting confident now.
What's that one, Dean?
Oh, it's another triangular sign. If my memory's right, triangular signs mean warnings, circular signs mean instructions. So this is a
Ooh.
warning, red triangle of just a frog inside it. Just a black and white frog, maybe a toad, I guess. I don't know for
Could be
certain. It's
road.
black and white.
It's black and white.
I'm going to say potential frogs in road. Looks like there's
Potential
two
frogs
pizza.
in road. It is migratory toad
Oh,
crossing. Half a point, I'll give you for
it is a
that.
toad.
It
Damn
is
it.
a toad,
I
yeah.
didn't trust myself. It has got the sort of more bumpy quality that I associate with toads, and I look at it more closely. Yes.
It looks like it's upset at something.
Yes, toads tend to be more miserable looking
They do.
in my experience. Yes. Frogs are more cheerful air, don't they?
Yeah. Well, for that excellent piece of toad knowledge, I'm going to give you a full point. You can have a 3 points.
Oh, thank you, Simon. Thank you.
Here comes number four. I hope you're enjoying this at home, listeners.
Circular sign. So it's an instruction.
Mm.
Car facing towards the viewer,
Mm-hmm.
the observer, with a motorbike side on over the top of it.
Mm.
I'm guessing this means small road, therefore only small cars and motorbikes can fit down it.
Think you're way off on this one, Dean. I see no
A
motor
motor vehicle.
vehicles at all.
At
None.
all. Yeah, that's my bad. Not like there was a stunt team ahead.
No. Yeah.
Warning, Evel Knievel.
Can't give you a point for that one.
No, that's fair enough. That's totally fair.
Next.
Ooh, it's a blue 30 sign. I think the blue one means, oh shit. Advised, no, it's not such a thing as by limits. Temporary speed limit, temporary speed limit of 30.
Temporary speed limit, temporary. It's not, Dean. It's minimum speed permitted.
Oh, in miles per hour,
Ah,
unless it's impractical or unsafe to comply. Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Never
Minimum
seen
speed,
one of that.
yes.
Yeah, minimum speed.
No, never seen this minimum speed limit.
No, it's a new one on me.
Well, this is educational for everyone, listeners. Hope you're enjoying.
It's very good. Yes, it's a tremendous section so
Should
far.
definitely be paying for this.
What's this one?
It's triangle sign, the sort of like microchip thing with some lightning come out of it, and it says safe height, 16 foot 6 inches or 5 meters. I'm guessing it's a warning about overhead power cables.
Overhead power cables, he says. It is electrified overhead cable and the safe height beneath it, usually associated with an overhead electrified railway
Electric.
or tramway. On the approach to a junction, the plate may include an arrow to indicate the direction of the level crossing. So, yes,
Half a point because I didn't say
in
all
as many
that.
words.
Yeah, I was a bit more succinct, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing very well, Dean. You should have backed
Yeah.
yourself earlier when I asked you this question. What's this
See.
one? It's a blue sign with a
Oh,
menagerie of things in it.
yeah, it's got a horse with a person riding it. I mentioned horses in a while, this have we? We went
No.
through a horse phase for a bit, but
We talk about
adult,
traffic now.
yeah, adult holding a child's hand and a stationary bike, a bicycle.
Or it could be a ghost riding the bike. We can't be
Could be a
sure.
ghost. It's not stated. It's a stationary. It's a static picture, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Given the previous blue one as a minimum sign, I'm going to say this is like a warning about. This is a heavy pedestrian area with lots of different vehicles and like lots of foot traffic of some sort.
Seems a bit vague to be putting that on a sign. Let's find out.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
Shared route for
route for
horses,
horses.
pedestrians, and pedal cycles only. So you're not far off, really.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's point worthy.
Yeah,
I'm my
okay.
own worst critic, you see.
Yeah. What's this one?
Oh, it's a brown sign with a sort of column building with an M inside. I'm going to say there's a museum nearby.
Museum? Museum, England.
Bracketing. Oh, shit. They're Welsh running, just like a massive open field because of the
And it says, "Am them after me."
St.
What's
Vagans.
this one, Dean?
Oh, Christ. So it's a picture of a circle sign, red boundary, white inside, black white car with what appears to be a roaring fire on top of it. I don't know. Burning car ahead. No, I can't. This is a morning thing,
You'd
so
have to do well to put up a sign for
yeah,
that,
it's okay. What are the
wouldn't
odds of just guessing that randomly every time?
Well, we're just coming
Yeah.
up to the famous burning car now. It's been ablaze for
So
52 years. They've put up a sign and everything. No, I don't think it's burning car
what
ahead.
overhead could be fiery or yellowy? Just like I don't know, forest fire zone?
Where's fire? Shall I put you out your misery?
Please do.
No
No,
vehicles carries explosives.
it's not. No, it's not. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense why I haven't seen that one. But also, where do they put that? Where is that necessary?
Should be everywhere, shouldn't
Yeah, logically. Just a reminder, in case of. Okay, no explosives. I didn't know that was even a concern.
So how well do you do, Dean? You got one, two. I'll give you the point of the frog. Three. No motor vehicles. You had that wrong, didn't you?
Wrong, yeah. 30
You
is
had the 30
wrong.
miles an hour. You had that wrong.
Literacy was
Electric
right.
cables. We'll give you that. You can have half a point for the horses. You can have a point for the museums, even though it's England specific. So you've got, well, 6.5 points out of what turned out to be 19. So
Oh,
that's pretty
okay.
good.
Not bad. It's like there's a 2-1 in it in terms
Yeah,
of
it's 2-1.
yeah.
2-1.
Okay, I'll take it.
People of Swansea, I urge you, get down to the DVLA and ask them to renew Dean's driving license. Don't know if you have to do that, actually. Pretend he's in his 70s. He may as well be in his 70s.
look apart. They'll believe you. It's fine.
Just chant, stand outside the DVLA and chant, let Dean drive. Let Dean drive.
Please do that. I want to see what happens when someone does that.
And here comes a little song to play us out. That was a very good section, Dean,
Oh,
I
I
have to
enjoyed
say.
that. That was marvellous. I feel knowledgeable now. It's good.
See, he's
Yeah.
proved himself to be very learned. What are you going to give this sign I saw on the road, Dean?
I'm going to give it a 3 because I don't understand why it's there, but I feel like they might have a good reason for it, and I don't want to discredit it in case there is one. Might be put there in case of something bad has happened, like without the sign. It might be those load bearing signs. You take it down, suddenly the street disintegrates into a sinkhole or something.
Oh, I thought you meant like an emotional load.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe exactly. Maybe it's like a traffic light appreciation sign. They don't get enough credit, do they, really?
They don't, the traffic lights, they don't get enough credit. And this sign is going to get no credit for me. It's a zero. Welcome back. So, this is the final section of the show. We're going to finish on a high with a random Wikipedia article.
Oh, very nice.
It's a section where we look at a random Wikipedia article.
Tis, tis. I have a con this week. So, as ever, random Wikipedia article in 3, 2, 1.
So, it was John or Jean de
John
Corbeil.
Obiel died November 1318, which does throw a bit of a spanner into my theory about only famous people after 2000 have a Wikipedia article. He does get under the wire of that one somewhat. Yes, Seigneur or Gray Surlon was a Marshal of France.
Okay,
Interesting
so
title.
there's a couple of words I understand there. I'll give them to you in order. Died November of was a of. Oh, and
Yeah,
France. I know what France is.
I'm aware of the concept of France. Yeah, that's a thing.
Hopefully, the rest of the article will give us some more detail, Dean. Would you
Yeah.
care to read on?
He was the son of Jean de Corbeil, Lord of Gray-sur-Loing, and grandson of Bishop Guillaume de Gray, Count of Beauvais and a peer of France. In 1308, de Corbeil was appointed Marshal of France by Philippe, I'm assuming it's Philippe, the fourth, and was sent to Flanders. In May 1313, he was among the lords appointed by Louis X to negotiate peace with Louis I, Count of Nevers, Nevers. He served in Flanders in 1318 under Louis, Count of Evreux, and died at the end of that year.
No, was the answer to that then.
No. If anything, I know less about him now than when we started. Which is, although we do see he has the arms of the Jean de Corbeil. He has a sort of coat of arms, which is,
It's fabulous.
it's great, but surprisingly cartoony for the time. It's sort of,
Yeah.
It looks like a sort of, it's a dragon. It's a green dragon on a yellow shield. But it looks like something you could see in like a kid's picture, like a kid's like a school book. You know, the ones you get
Yeah.
kids when you're like 10 or something. Read this book about Cecil the dragon,
Yeah.
and it's that sort of, which is nice. I like that. You know, it's
The dragon there, Cecil, he looks to be cleaning his own wing with his tongue as well.
does.
You don't see something like that very often.
No, you don't. He's
He's a cleanly.
yes. Do dragons do that? You know, because like dogs lick their own bits and stuff, but also
Yes.
birds clean their wings. Like the sort of dragon, I think dragons have like a hygiene routine, or is it because they're
Ooh.
lizards, so they have to shed and just like never mind it?
That's a good question. I was going to ask you, the lizards, do they lick themselves with their tongues?
Look at their eyeballs, don't they? See them do that. You go, yeah,
Yes.
they're like just like always a strange thing to see.
Would you do that if you could? Or do you think they're wet enough already? Do you think they
I think
taste of anything?
they probably taste like, you know, something. I bet they taste weirdly
Salty.
chemically,
Oh,
because
the eye. Do you think it tastes chemically?
yeah,
Yeah.
because there's all the tears always been pumped out like that tear fluid.
Well, that's salty, isn't it? Salty
Oh
tears.
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
So.
the tears you cry when you're upset are different to the tears you cry when you've got like onion juice in your eye. Chemically different.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more hormones in the emotional ones. So that's something for the listener there. Hope you enjoy that. It's the sort of thing I probably would do it once just to see what would happen, and then go, oh, don't want to do that again,
Have
because
you tried it? You might be able to.
I'm going to guess I'm not, but I'll have a go right now.
Do a self-lick.
Ow! Ow!
He's done it. He did it, listeners.
Ah, bloody hell. Curse my narrow face.
I was eating a baguette from Greg's earlier today, and I've sworn I almost dislocated my jaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask what kind of baguette it was?
It was Mexican chicken, the spicy
Oh, that's a
one.
good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I eat them quite often.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was
It's
jaw
not a new event to
dislocating.
me. Yeah. It's not like I didn't know how to eat a baguette. It can fly off, but it retracted like an elastic band. It was very strange. Never happened to me before. I hope it doesn't happen again.
Had a similar thing recently. I was eating something. I think it might have been a Greg sausage roll, actually. You're just chewing it, and like, it's almost like at some point your teeth just meet too hard. They go crunch,
Oh,
like,
I've done
ah!
that. Yeah,
Yeah, but
it's weird, isn't
if like, why is that a thing? Well, what? How can my teeth go too far together? Surely that's not how they work. Like, shouldn't that be impossible?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's not.
You know, your body does things like that. You know, it's like people always go on about like how you don't need to think about breathing and things like that. What is a word for it? Is it like reflex functions? Is that what they're called or something
Yeah,
like
autonomic, autonomic, all that sort of
that?
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
Well, yeah.
instinctive things, and
But sometimes they just fucks up, don't they? Like, can you do something weird?
yeah,
Yeah.
just that's the most common one that is sleep paralysis. You know, the thing where you wake up and you can't move and you're terrified.
Oh,
I
yes.
think what happens there is because when you're asleep, your brain shuts down the movement center because obviously when you're dreaming, you're doing stuff. Your movement center is still active. You'd be acting out your dreams all the time.
Yeah,
Could make
yeah,
you obviously they'll be in the wild, that means you're like you're asleep, but also like making a lot of noise. Like, that's not a good survival trait, you know. Just to be sort of thrashing around in your sleep.
Get off me, Alex Jones, from the One Show. I've got to drive this moped. Things like that,
Nearby tiger saying, oh, that guy's got some psychological problem.
isn't
Not gonna eat him. It's a whole other thing, you know, but yeah, but then for some reason, sometimes it could be stress, medication, just like one of those brain burps. You wake up before your movement thing has been turned back on,
Wow.
like the dimmer switch is still down too low,
Yeah.
and then you just sort of you lay there going, "Okay, I'm awake, can't move." Fuck, because obviously that's not what's meant to happen. Like it's terrifying, and then usually like the adrenaline of fear just kickstarts everything. Like something going, oh
Wow.
shit, sorry, sorry, sorry. It's like, oh, Christ, Christ. No, I'm done. No, I'm done. Don't tell the boss. It's fine. It's fine.
You even vocalize in that situation? I've never had it.
I don't think it can, no.
So
It
you want to scream, but you can't as well, which is another element of horror, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's like it's a theory I sort of worked out myself, which is like the whole succubus thing. There was like the idea of like the hag sat in your chest, like of though it's quite common in lots of different cultures. So like there must be something to it, because why would so many different cultures have the same myth, you know, the same
Yeah.
perception? And my guess is when you are like an adult, you're lying there, like you can't move, but you're sort of awake and you're lying down, you're prone. The last time that happened is when you were a baby. Like you're obviously a
Right.
newborn, you can barely move your arms and stuff. You just, you at this point, you're totally dependent on your mother. Like that's the main sort of, your brain goes, oh, I remember this happened last time. It was my mother was the sort of like the main focus of my universe. So you
Right.
think mother, you think sort of like the maternal woman, but then you start experiencing fear. So it's sort of twisted into sort of like, so sort of when things happen, you're asleep, you're dreaming, but things happen around you, and you sort of incorporate them into your dream, like your alarm goes off
Yes.
and you hear, yeah, like that. You sort of combine, can't breathe, can't move, baby, memory, mother, scary, it combines all that to crone sitting on your chest. Unless, of course, a crone is sitting on your chest, in which case that's a whole other thing.
Could be your wife, couldn't it, of course?
Hey, I know I can cream. Whatever you're into is fine.
Get my horrible wife to sit on my chest.
Could you marry someone with that particular part in mind? I gotta say, he's a bit out of your league. I know, but he's got a thing. Oh, okay.
And he said to me, he's always been looking for a hag to sit on his chest. I think he's fucked up, but he is quite rich.
Whoa. You said sit, right? Oh, that's what I'm going wrong. He was very patient considering.
What's the one where you fall in, where you feel like you're falling in your sleep?
Yeah, that's I think that's called a hypnic jerk.
That's right, hypnic jerks. Yes, there's a band called that as well.
Yes, and it's I think that's another sort of, again, your body just confusing itself. But I think it's sort of like you're falling asleep, like it's almost like it's going out of sync, so your brain realizes, hang on, everything's shutting down. Wake up. So there's a spike of activity. You're just like I don't know.
One final question, Dean.
Yeah.
Have you ever had lucid dreams?
I would say yes, but I don't know if I was actually lucid dreaming or if myself, my dream, thought it was a lucid dream. It's like I
Right.
was dreaming about having a lucid dream. Like,
Well, I think that a lucid dream then, isn't it?
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That's a bit,
Yeah, it's very meta, isn't it?
yeah.
This is, again, this is me we're talking about. So obviously, I do spend a lot of time pondering this. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway, Jean de
Who the
Corbet.
fuck's that? We are talking about sleepy dragons or something. Oh, this Frenchman, what's he up to? What's the Marshal of
I was
France?
going to say, let's look at what is the actual Marshal of France? French military distinction rather than a military rank. Exceptional achievements.
So who gets it? This might be an article for another day. Give me the sun. I just want to know. This guy was the Marshal of France, right? So that sounds like it's a prestigious,
The
a
title,
position of
isn't it?
power in some way, a
It's
title like a
awarded.
mayor or something.
It's awarded the general for exceptional achievements
Right.
title, but I'm going to guess that he was awarded to Jean de Corbet. Like he had that, like the same way like Prince Andrew has all his medals in his uniform.
Okay.
Is it like, yeah? Well, you're posh and upper class, so obviously you must be a hero. So you're on the baubles to acknowledge that fact.
Right. Do
Yeah, that's my guess anyway.
you think he's a nonce or something?
I'm going to say safe and liable at this point. If his estate is still active, fair play to you guys. I was going to say, like, it's one of those times when they haven't got a photo of him, but I'll let it go.
Oh, yeah, we'll give that a call now.
I've got something, which is fair enough to them.
Yeah, we've got better, really. I'm happier to see this silly little dragon licking his wing than photo of a bloke from 1318. No, I'd like to see a photo, but a painting will suffice. Where's he from? Let's have a look at this. We'll have a look at Gresloing first, team.
Insane that mom department in north central France. Okay, so it's a religious place, it's really old,
Really
so
old. It's got some
ruins.
ruins there, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Where's the nearest rugby team, Dean? See if I can picture it in my mind. If I know that, I'll be able to.
Well, here's where he's in France.
I'm not in the south of France where the majority of the
No,
teams
no.
come from.
Yeah.
Scroll down, Dean. There must be a section on rugby in this article. There isn't. Oh, well, all right.
Well, there's points off
Yeah.
for that. Points off for this lack of rugby in this article about an ancient French commune from literally 1,000 years ago. No.
All right, and I'll give him that.
Okay.
So last one, Seigneur, Seigneur, Seigneur.
Seigneur. Oh, French nobility. Okay.
Okay. It says there's a class, a social class thing. So,
Yeah, I said he was upper class. I think he's got those awards,
yeah.
like our royals have medals. Okay, just the French upper classes, I guess. French
Yeah.
nobility. We were eventually retired and lived happily ever after.
The end. With all their heads upon their bodies.
Yes. What a strange thing to point out, but yes. A weird thing to clarify.
Tell me more about him, Dean. Tell me more about John.
All I can tell you is Simon, he served in Flanders in 1318 under Louis, Count of Evreux, and died at the end of that year. So, you know,
Oh well,
tale as
yes.
old as time, I guess.
Let's draw a curtain on this then,
I
Dean, I
think so, yeah,
think.
it's good.
Draw a
Well, I think we've
curtain.
made some good mileage out of one paragraph, but also we had a picture of a dragon, which obviously is.
If there's anything that's going to put petrol in our engines, it's a picture of a dragon, isn't it?
Pretty much, yes, pretty much. Okay, so what should we give this article? I'm going to give it, I'll give it a two. No, I'll give it a three, because I'm actually impressed there's as much detail as there is from someone from 700 years ago.
Yes.
And also there's a dragon in it. So, yeah, I'll give it a three on those counts.
I'm going to give it four. I do like this picture of the dragon quite a lot. Up there with the best pictures of a dragon I've seen this year.
Good.
Hopefully it'll stay at the top 10 by the time the year comes to a close, with Armageddon.
Ha